Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, is inviting applications to fill vacancies for Joint Registrar, Deputy Registrar and Assistant Registrar across various benches, including New Delhi, Kolkata, Chandigarh, Chennai, Hyderabad, Indore, Kochi, Mumbai, Bangalore and Cuttack. These positions are to be filled on deputation basis. The deadline for application submission is 60 days from the date of publication in Employment News. For further details, kindly visit NCLT website at www.nclt.gov.in under the Career section. Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, GRSE Limited, under the Ministry of Defence, invites applications from qualified Indian nationals for the position of senior project executives and project coordinators on a contractual basis. The senior project executive role offers a consolidated remuneration rising to ₹73,000 per month over 3 years with a maximum age of 42 years. Candidates are required to have an engineering degree in mechanical, civil engineering or naval architecture or a relevant diploma with 8 years of post-qualification experience. The project coordinator position offers a consolidated remuneration rising to ₹54,000 per month over 3 years with a maximum age of 35 years. Online registration is open till 3rd September 2024. For additional information, including eligibility criteria and general conditions, please visit the career section of GRSE's website at www.grse.in. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting invites applications to fill the post of regional officers in the Central Board of Film Certification, SBFC, at Cuttack and Kolkata on deputation basis. These Group A gazetted positions are offered at the pay matrix level 12 as per the 7th CPC. Candidates must be officers eligible for appointment as Deputy Secretary to the Government of India, holding a degree from a recognized university with sound knowledge of Hindi, either Uriya or Bengali, depending on the location. Applicants should have 10 years of administrative or managerial experience. Applications along with the necessary documents should be submitted to the Under Secretary Films, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Shastri Bhavan, New Delhi, within 60 days of this notice publication in Employment News. For more details, kindly visit the Ministry's official website, www.mib.gov.in. The Government of Manipur invites applications for the post of Deputy Director Handicrafts in the Directorate of Handlooms and Textiles, Department of Textiles, Commerce and Industry on a deputation basis. This Group A gazetted non-ministerial post offers a pay scale in level 12 as per the 7th CPC. The post is open to officers from central, state governments or equivalent, possessing a master's degree and 3 years of supervisory experience in government or semi-government organizations related to handicrafts. Applications complete in all respects must be submitted to the Director of Handlooms and Textiles, IMFAL, within 60 days from the date of this advertisement. For further details, kindly refer to the website https://dhtmanipur.mn.gov.in. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Department of Commerce, Office of the Development Commissioner, Indore, Special Economic Zone, invites applications from eligible candidates for the position of Preventive Officer, Customs, on a deputation basis. There are two posts available, with a pay scale of ₹9,300 to ₹34,800, equivalent to level 7 under the pay matrix of the 7 CPC. The role is open to officers from the Central Board of Excise and Customs, who hold analogous posts on a regular basis in the parent cadre or department, or those with 6 years of service in the grade pay. Candidates must also have 2 years of experience in excise or customs procedural work. Applications must be sent in within 60 days from the date of advertisement's publication in the Employment News. Please note that the appointment will be on a transfer on deputation basis with a maximum deputation period of 3 years. The maximum age limit for appointment of deputation is 56 years as of the closing date of receipt of applications. Additional information on the application performer can be found on the website, that is www.indoresez.gov.in. Prasar Bharati, India's public service broadcaster, has announced the extension of the application deadline for the post of Director General Doordarshan and Director General Akashvani on promotion or deputation basis, including short-term contract basis in New Delhi for the year 2024. These positions are at level 16 of the pay matrix under the 7 CPC. Interested and eligible candidates are invited to apply by submitting their resumes within 15 days from the publication date of this notice in Employment News. Applications should be sent to the Deputy Director, PBRB Cell at Prasar Bharati Secretariat, 8th floor, Prasar Bharati House, Copernicus Mark, New Delhi. For detailed information regarding eligibility criteria, qualifications and other requirements, candidates are advised to visit the official website at www.prasarbharati.gov.in. The National Test House, NTH, is inviting applications from qualified graduates and postgraduates for 6 positions as young professionals across various locations, including Ghaziabad and Jaipur. The positions include Senior Young Professional, Technical, Food Analyst, Senior Young Professional, Technical, Project Management, Junior Young Professional, Technical, and Junior Young Professional, Management. The remuneration for these positions ranges from 40,000 to ₹70,000 per month. Applicants are advised to submit their applications within 15 days of the advertisement's publication. Further details on qualification, experience and tenure can be found on the NTH website at www.nth.gov.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.